Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for June the 21st. Today's devotion is entitled, Elijah Went Up and Elisha Went On. We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of 2 Kings, chapter 2, verse 11. And as they still went on and talked, behold, chariots of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. The book of 2 Kings recorded Elijah's remarkable departure from earth before the eyes of his successor, Elisha. While many might imagine Elijah riding a fiery chariot into heaven, the text actually says that the chariots and horses of fire separated the two prophets while Elijah was taken up by a whirlwind. God demonstrated his authority over life and death, gave a glimpse of the unseen heavenly realm, and honored his faithful servant. At the same time, the event marked a transition. Elijah's ministry ended, but God's work continued through Elisha. The prophet went up, but the mission went on. This passage reminds us that God accomplishes his purposes through generations of faithful servants. No leader remains forever. Pastors retire, parents pass on, mentors finish their race, and eventually our own earthly service will come to an end. Yet God's kingdom continues advancing. We can rejoice that the work does not depend on any one person, but on the Lord who reigns over all. Elijah's departure also points us toward our future hope. One day, all who belong to Christ will be gathered safely into God's presence. Until then, we are called to faithfully carry forward the work entrusted to us. God's servants are temporary, but God's mission continues. Elijah went up, and Elisha went on. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you that you are sovereign over life and death. Thank you for your faithful servants who have invested in us and shown us the way of faith. Help us to continue the work you've given us to do. Keep our eyes fixed on our eternal hope in Christ and make us faithful until our race is finished. May we gladly take up the mantle of service and move forward in obedience. In Jesus' name, amen.